Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to the Move Well to Live Well podcast. My name is Belle. I will be your host. Today's episode, we are diving into sun exposure, kind of the ins and outs of what you need to know. There's a lot that I really couldn't find. Like, I've heard lots of things about sunlight, and it was hard for me to kind of just navigate through and find the confirm certain some of the things that I have heard. Like, one of the things being, if you're exposed to sunlight early in the day, it will help you to tolerate it better in the afternoon. I can't find anything on that. So anyway, what I'm sharing with you are things that I found through research, and I have attached my references on our blog post on our website if you want to look through those. So the sun, it is vital for, Moose is picking up a toy out of his box, or his bucket. The sun, it is vital for so many parts of our world to function properly. I won't get into that, but just lots of different things. I mean, gosh, plants and, us as humans and all kinds of different things. However, just like with anything else, too much or too little of it can be negative and have long-lasting effects. I was reading a piece of literature from the NIH, National Institute for Health, I believe, on the benefits of sunlight, and the author describes the sun's association to cancer. Now, keep in mind, this is literature. This is not a, like, randomized control trial, or there was no testing done. This is, like, somebody reviewing kind of research they've done on their own. So anyway, the author describes the sun's association to cancer. Over the years, it has been studied extensively and found that three different types of skin cancer can be caused by excessive UV ray exposure. So what is excessive? The World Health Organization recommends 5 to 15 minutes of sun exposure at least 2 to 3 times a week. So if you're like me, I'm getting a lot more than that per week. 5 to 15 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week. Like, I'm in the sun way more than that. So anyway, but that's what the World Health Organization recommends. The Skin Cancer Association states, despite the risk factors, you can safely, happily enjoy the great outdoors by protecting your skin against UV exposure with broad spectrum sunscreen, sun-safe clothing, hats, and eyewear. You can also consider UV window film for your home and car. So there's another episode in our wellness supplement series about the kind of electromagnetic spectrum where I was talking about infrared light. And so that would be, if you haven't listened to that one already, that would be a great one to just kind of go back and listen to, because it shows the spectrum of light and how it affects us in different ways. So right now I'm talking versus infrared light is not associated with cancer. UV, ultraviolet light, is. So it is hard to draw the line between too much and too little sun, because we also know that too little sun exposure has significant negative health impacts as well. Even cancer. So we've got cancer on this end of the spectrum, and then we've got cancer on the other end. And this piece of literature that I was reading, it says living at, I just like saying the word literature. it says living at higher latitudes, in places with less sunlight increases the risk of dying from Hodgkin's lymphoma, as well as breast, ovarian, colon, pancreatic, prostate, and other cancers, as compared with living at lower latitudes. So we've got, you know, we've got good and bad from both sides of the spectrum. Exposure to sunlight causes the creation of vitamin D that contributes to many aspects of our health, and those being vitamin D is associated with or contributes to, not associated, it does, to our bone health. It also can help boost our glucose metabolism and is a key piece of our mental health. So those are things to think of as well. You cannot not be in the sun and survive. So you need some type of exposure to it. And as the World Health Organization stated, if you're out for in the sun for significant periods of time or longer than what they recommend, you know, using sunscreen is a great option. Covering in clothes to protect yourself can be a great thing. But one of the things that I read is to expose yourself in the sun either before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m. when the UV index is lower, and you will decrease your risk for negative effects like skin cancer that way, but you're also still getting the sunlight that's going to create that vitamin D that's vital to your health. Also, the sun is crucial for your body's biological rhythm, and early morning sun exposure can help jumpstart your body, that rhythm that in turn creates more balance with your body's natural processes such as hormone production. And according to multiple sources, it's best, like I said, to expose yourself to the sun early morning and late evening as the UV rays are less intense. So I want to kind of really touch on that a little bit. In previous episodes, I've mentioned the necessity and benefits of getting your eyes and your body to sunlight as soon as possible upon waking. It is crucial in not only your hormone, like jumpstarting your hormone production and your body's rhythm that I mentioned, but it also really, really contributes to your sleep. So the sun is crucial to that as well. And so yeah, I had trouble, like I said, I had heard lots of different things about sun exposure that I just couldn't find a lot of research to go with it. So I thought, you know, let's stick with the basics. Know that, yes, excessive UV ray exposure is absolutely a contributing cause of cancer, skin cancer. Too little exposure to sun is also a cause of cancer, but just different types of cancer. And there's lots of things you can do to protect yourself. You can wear sunscreen, sun-safe clothing, hats, eyewear, that type of thing. You can also just expose yourself earlier in the day and later in the evening versus between the hours of 10 and 4. And really, a lot of times, you got to weigh the pros and cons of the stress over sun exposure. If you are so stressed about if you're protected enough, if you're spending too much time in the sun, that type of thing, that also causes significant damage to your well-being and health. So I think it's important to just try and be really balanced about things and find ways that you can enjoy. The sun is a crucial part to our well-being and the way that our body functions. And yeah, so Anyway, but not to be, I want to reiterate that it has been researched extensively, and yes, excessive sun exposure, it contributes to skin cancer, which is so, can be so dangerous and really, really scary and deathly. And so I don't want to be insensitive to those who have experienced that and have had family members and all that who have gone through, who have had a skin cancer diagnosis. So, anyway, that's the facts. That's what I know. And I think that there can be a really good balance of enjoying the sun and, but also knowing the risk and being careful and just being smart. So that is all for this week. Quick. I am so thankful for you listening, and, we have some really great stuff coming up. Make sure to have some guest episodes that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. So make sure to subscribe, get ready for them. They are going to be great. And with that, I'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.